Welcome to Union City Radio for Sunday, July 26th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news updates and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Here are highlights from last week's Union City Radio. Tens of thousands of workers nationwide walked off the job Monday in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement in an effort to expose the income inequality and systemic racism that organizers said have become more entrenched during the coronavirus pandemic. Gleaming even more brightly than the U.S. Capitol building behind them, 160 pairs of white nurses' shoes bore mute testimony to the lives lost to COVID-19 at a memorial Tuesday held by National Nurses United. From actors to utility workers, bus drivers to teachers, the American labor movement is working nonstop to ensure that workers devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic receive the protections and support they need. You can help. We put together a list of 16 online actions where you can get involved and make sure the voices of working people are heard and their needs are met. It's posted at dclabor.org and also on Twitter and Facebook at DC Labor, where you can follow us and be sure to get the latest updates. Highlights from last week's Union City Radio available wherever you listen to podcasts. In today's labor history, on this date in 1877, 30 workers were killed in Chicago by federal troops, who also wounded more than 100 in the Battle of the Viaduct during the Great Railroad Strike. Today's labor quote is by President Harry Truman, who signed Executive Order 9981 on this date in 1948, declaring, quote, "There shall be equality of treatment and opportunity for all persons in the armed services without regard to race, color, religion, or national origin." That same day, Truman also signed an executive order to desegregate the federal workforce. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You know, our new normal includes social distancing, but you don't have to let that keep you from continuing your education. With extended registration and semester days and additional financial aid options for related expenses, the Union Plus Free College Program remains a great way to further your education while keeping safe. Learn more and enroll now at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union, will make us strong.
It will make us strong.